This is FM 100.5 and 101.9. AM 1450, Rutherford County's place to talk. WGNS, Murfreesboro, your good neighbor station. This is Rutherford Issues, hitting right at what matters most to all of us here in the heart of Tennessee. From Murfreesboro to Smyrna, Eagleville to Laverne, Leanna to Barfield, and everywhere in between. If it matters to you, you'll hear about it in the next hour here on Rutherford Issues. Now your host, Brian Barrett.
Good afternoon, everybody. Zach Troutman filling in for Brian Barrett once more today on Rutherford Issues, and we hope that you're having a good afternoon so far. Getting ready to kick off that New Year's weekend. It's not quite New Year's Eve yet, but it is the eve of New Year's Eve. We do advise everyone out there that will be commuting over the weekend to be safe. Please be responsible. Drive responsibly. There will be checkpoints, roadblocks, all sorts of things like that. So just take care of yourselves out there when you're driving around this weekend. We've got a good show for you coming up today. Good neighbor events up in just one moment. And the Huckabee Report. Mike Huckabee is standing by. He'll let you know what is on his mind. All that is coming up right now. So keep it tuned to Rutherford Issues.
This is Good Neighbor Events, brought to you by the Rutherford Home Show, Saturday mornings at 11:30 on WGNS, the Omni Hut Restaurant in Smyrna, and AmeriCare Pest Control.
Hello, I'm Dave Gober with First Community Mortgage.
And Dean Higby with South Branch Nursery.
Be sure to tune in every Saturday from 11:30 to 12:30 for the Rutherford Home Show, presented by Old South Properties.
We are joined each week by local professionals to give helpful information about your home and the local community.
We also give you local real estate stats and rate information.
Join us here on WGNS for the Rutherford Home Show every Saturday, 11:30 to 12:30.
Let's look at those Good Neighbor events on this Friday. A feeding fellowship tonight over at the Walnut Grove Missionary Baptist Church. That'll be from 5:30 until 8 this evening. And the church is at 2480 Twin Oak Drive. Listen, there are some New Year's Eve events tomorrow. A night watch program for the entire community tomorrow night, 7 until 9, just off the square in Uptown Murfreesboro at First Presbyterian Church. That's at the corner of College and Spring Streets. All denominations encouraged to come on over, 7 until 9 tomorrow night, for a night watch service at First Presbyterian Church. And starting at 9:30 tomorrow night, you can ring in the new year and enjoy some great gospel music over at the Cherry Grove Missionary Baptist Church. That starts at 9:30 tomorrow night. And when the new year rings in, WGNS celebrates its 65th anniversary. Thank you for your support. Special 2012 services, New Year's Day over at St. Mark's United Methodist Church at 8:30 and 11 o'clock. And right there at St. Mark's on Sunday morning at 9:45, bring the family for a holiday brunch. Those are Good Neighbor events.
FM 100.5 and 101.9, AM 1450. Now, the Huckabee Report. News and views from Mr. Conservative Mike Huckabee. Brought to you by
Mills Family Pharmacy at 2898 South Church Street.
This is the Huckabee Report for our last broadcast of 2011 on this Friday. I'm Mike Huckabee from Santa Rosa Beach, Florida, and I hope you're planning a safe and pleasant and optimistic new year. Many Americans aren't going to be too sad to turn the page on this year. High unemployment remained throughout the year. A volatile stock market played havoc with retirement funds, and the world was a stage in which the lead actors changed roles dramatically and often. The so-called Arab Spring saw the ouster and eventual death of Muammar Gaddafi, the uprising in Egypt, and in a piece of death news that had people dancing in the streets, the pathetically reclusive Osama bin Laden finally got a bullet through the brain courtesy of the red, white, and blue of Navy SEALs. Sadly, the changes have not resulted in a more stable or safer world, and in fact, the Middle East is in increasing danger of becoming more radicalized with a brand of Islam that would invoke jihad on the rest of the world. Those seeking freedom and democracy may be sorely disappointed with what ends up as their government, much like the scene in Iran in the 1970s. 2011 was the beginning of the political season, with the GOP primary launching with a dozen or more candidates and a revolving door of front runners. Michelle Bachmann, Rick Perry, Herman Cain, Newt Gingrich all ascended like rockets and then fell like rocks and the GOP race for the nomination is anything but settled as the Iowa caucuses loom near for January 3rd. The war in Iraq officially ended and the last of the U.S. fighting forces left. We have to hope that the Iraqis are capable of building their country back and at least recognizing the blood and sacrifice of Americans who made it possible. 2011 also saw the influence of the Tea Party, the rise of the Occupy Wall Street movement, which became more of a Woodstock with all of the odor but without the cool music, and then the sports story of the year, the amazing comeback and World Series victory of the St. Louis Cardinals. Up next, a quick peek into the new year.
I wanted to be in the military since I was a kid.
I served a total of 16 years.
And at 19 years old, that's the first time I ever saw somebody die.
Coming back, I was raging.
I started having pretty horrible nightmares.
I started drinking a lot.
I guess I never recognized it in myself.
It all starts with going to the VA. There's a whole community of veterans that just want to help you out.
It's for the guys who couldn't come back, so you owe it to them to live well, because they're not here with their families.
Visit MakeTheConnection.net.
The best part of running my small business? Definitely spending hours on payroll.
I like being my own boss, but I love learning about tax codes.
I started this whole restaurant as an excuse to do payroll paperwork.
Ah, the joys of payroll. Hours spent on paperwork that should be spent on your business. That's why over a million small business owners use Intuit Payroll. It makes paying employees and filing tax forms quick and easy. See for yourself with a 30-day free trial of Intuit Payroll. Learn more at payroll.com.
Remember, you can have a daily podcast of the Huckabee Report. Details at MikeHuckabee.com. Finally, 2012 is going to be dominated by the politics of the presidential election, and it probably will be R-rated for rhetorical violence. When a president doesn't have much of a record to proudly run on, his only real option is to use what will likely be a record $1 billion of campaign cash to shred his Republican opponent. It's not going to be for the faint of heart, and I predict that by the time we elect someone, we'll wish both of the candidates will go away. But somehow, I believe our great republic will survive, and the resilience of the American people will again be evident. Here's hoping that your new year is all lobster and no shell. And by the way, thanks for letting me visit with you each day on the Huckabee Report. Happy New Year.
Catch Mike Huckabee's views on the day's news every morning and afternoon here on Rutherford County's Place to Talk, WGNS. The Huckabee Report is brought to you by
Mills Family Pharmacy at 2898 South Church Street.
The family at Demas Restaurant salute emergency responders who go the extra mile. A listener writes to WGNS saying,
I had a flat tire while traveling on the John Bragg Highway. While standing for 2 minutes trying to figure out what to do, Rutherford County Sheriff's deputies Matt Mosley and Nick Cable stopped. Only 7 minutes later, my spare was on my car and the flat was in the truck. I made it to a meeting at the nursing home for an evaluation on the condition of my 86-year-old mother.
Now that's but one of many stories that we receive at WGNS about the local police, firefighters, paramedics, and telecommunicators who consistently go the extra mile. Rutherford County Sheriff's deputies Nick Cable and Matt Mosley received dinner for two at Demas Restaurant as one way of saying thank you.
Southeastern Tire of Murfreesboro has the right tires for your vehicle. Perhaps you're a rugged individual who enjoys off-roading. They have a tire for you. Or maybe you're a rap star driving around on 26-inch rims. They have a tire for that. You're a mom who's in the carpool lane daily. They have a tire for your minivan. Let's say you're a wealthy trial lawyer who drives a Lamborghini. Yes, they have a tire for you too. Maybe you drive one of those new electric vehicles. Hey, they have a tire for you. Southeastern Tire Service has a tire for every personality. They're on Broad Street, a tire or two away from Chevy of Murfreesboro.
It's Friday. It's the end of the week. Time to freak. Been working real hard. Losing sleep. Click my pay. Time to play. Let's all say, hey.
It is Friday, a Friday before New Year's, last Friday of 2011. Thanks so much for joining us here on Rutherford Issues. It's time for a little segment.
Next on WGNS, news from the strange and unusual to just plain weird.
People ignore the strange and unusual.
I myself am strange and unusual.
Well, I don't know if I need to call this a Good Samaritan-type story or not, but a bank robber has been caught handing out cash to children. Police caught a homeless woman handing out $1 bills to children in a Boston park after she allegedly robbed a Citizens Bank location of $652. The story unfolded on Thursday. Yesterday, as the court heard that she allegedly had been attacked on the day after Christmas and had her medication stolen. So she then proceeded to walk into a bank where she allegedly handed a badly worded letter to the teller claiming that she had a gun. She added please and thank you in the note and then ran off with the cash, jumping into a cab, offering the cab driver a big tip to take her to another bank to rob. But instead, the driver dropped her off at the park where she started to hand out the cash. Strange, very strange story. Strange and unusual indeed. A man in Des Moines, Iowa, casually ordered his food at a Wendy's restaurant before helping himself to money from the cash register. Two customers were attempting to pay for their order ahead of him with a $50 bill. He became irritated with how long it was taking the staff to cash the bill, so he ordered his own food, paid for it, but once the register was open, grabbed the money and took off. Crime was witnessed by at least six people, including one who noted the license plate number of the getaway car, and the man was arrested. A Montana man took matters into his own hands when he was denied painkillers at a hospital. How did he do it? He pulled out a gun and intentionally shot himself, ironically, to get pain relief. The man was seeking treatment for regular old back pain, but was denied medication. That's when he left the building, fetched a gun from his car, and shot himself in the ankle, causing security to put the hospital on lockdown. The man was sent and treated at another hospital. Cops are trying to decide whether he should be charged with negligence and endangerment for firing a gun near other people. Well, a Boston Transit System dispatcher will face a mild reprimand for programming an electronic message board to display the lyrics of the Christmas classic Deck the Halls. The dispatcher pulled the holiday stunt at the system's Park Street station on Christmas night. He quickly became something of a hero on Twitter when he gained recognition for spreading holiday cheer via the electronic signs. Needless to say, the transit authority was not particularly amused. A shoplifting suspect in Nebraska targeted the wrong store last week when he decided to steal from a Walmart that was hosting a charity event dubbed Shop with a Cop Night. More than 24 members of the county sheriff's department were in the store, accompanying 75 underprivileged children on a shopping trip 2 days before Christmas when they spotted the man running from the store with a DVD player. 24 cops, and that guy's trying to commit a robbery in there. Not the smartest idea. And finally, here's one that I think everybody can probably sympathize with if you've been traveling at all around the holidays. TSA agents in Las Vegas International Airport confiscated a frosted cupcake from a woman who was traveling with the cupcake in her carry-on luggage. The cupcake was packed in a glass container with a metal lid that set off the detector, but it was the frosting that the agents found objectionable. The frosting on the red velvet cupcake was gel-like and violated regulations. The woman who was traveling home to Boston with her husband and young son was shocked. She said, "We also had a small pile of hummus sandwiches with creamy frostings, which I had made, but the cupcake and its frosting was apparently more of a threat to the TSA." So I'm sure everyone has a story like that from somewhere back in the past, a security issue traveling around. But hey, you know, it's getting better and it is for our own safety. So if that means that we have to give up a cupcake every once in a while, can't hurt around the holidays anyway. There's plenty of sweets to be had. Well, it is now close to the bottom of the hour. We're going to get a check on the local news with Ron Jordan and a brief update from ABC News right here on Rutherford Issues. Everybody, stay tuned.
Looking out for your neighbor. I'm Ron Jordan with local news from WGNS. Well, thanks to a neighbor's watchful eye, Rutherford County Sheriff's deputy snabbed a burglary suspect when he walked out of the victim's house with his pockets stuffed with stolen jewelry. A neighbor called the sheriff's office about 11 a.m. to report he saw a man breaking out a window at a home nearby. Deputies arrived within minutes at Brandy Simmons' home on Bridal Drive, where they saw the man walking out of the home. Deputies asked the man what he was doing, trying to steal. He replied, a trip to jail indicated that he may not have succeeded. News is brought to you by Dr. Mark Kester, Chiropractic and Acupuncture Center on Broad Across from Chevrolet of Murfreesboro. From headaches, back and neck pain to nerve pain, joint pain, and arthritis, Dr. Mark Kester has been providing pain relief for over two decades. Call 895-1253 to set up your free consultation.
Although reasons are not known, a motorist told 911 operators they were driving behind a car on West Jefferson Pike about 10:50 Friday morning when a person in that vehicle fired a shot at Walter Hill School. The communicator with the Rutherford County Sheriff's Office says the witness claims he saw smoke coming from the weapon. Police are looking for a black Ford Taurus that was last seen headed towards Smyrna on West Jefferson Pike at a high rate of speed. Since schools won't be open again until next Wednesday, there was nobody at the school. That man who was riding his bicycle across Broad Street around 6:30 last Wednesday night and slammed into a car remains in Vanderbilt Medical Center. A spokesperson at the hospital told WGNS News that Kenneth Heidel underwent surgery around noon on Friday. They won't know the results of the treatment or his condition till sometime later. A new year will bring a new hardline policy to the Middle Tennessee State University campus. The university will go completely tobacco-free. Every type of tobacco, including the smokeless kinds, have been banned. That goes for visitors as well. I'm Ron Jordan. You're up to date. This is WGNS News.
Roberts Discount Auto Repair on Broad, across from Ford of Murfreesboro.
This is the G-Man. Go see Robert McConnell and Ken Mobbs. They are honest, reliable, and they treat their customers like family.
Quality automotive repair and diagnostics with service you can trust.
Give them a call today at 896-1407.
Roberts Discount Auto Repair on Broad, across from Ford of Murfreesboro. Service you can trust.
Tell them the G-Man sent you.
Los Angeles last night, 17 in the last 2 days. Fire officials say it's arson. In most incidents, parked cars were torched and fire spread to nearby homes or apartment buildings. No injuries, but this woman feels lucky to be alive.
That's my house, my home. I live there. Like, I could have died, you know? Like, lives could have been lost here.
No suspect description. Police and fire officials are looking for security videos and eyewitnesses. In Fort Wayne, Indiana, a babysitter has been charged with murder in the death of a 9-year-old girl just days before Christmas. Prosecutors say 39-year-old Michael Plumador, who was a trusted neighbor, bludgeoned the girl and dismembered her. Polls show Mitt Romney in a virtual dead heat with Ron Paul in Iowa. The caucuses are just 4 days away. Romney says Paul doesn't represent the mainstream. President Obama is delaying his request for another $1.2 trillion increase in the nation's debt limit at the request of congressional leaders. Deirdre Bryant, ABC News.
One size does not fit all, especially when you're talking about something as important as your mortgage. Hey everybody, Jay Farner here, and I'd like to introduce the Yorgage from Quicken Loans. That's right, the Yorgage. Our Yorgage is better than a traditional mortgage because it conforms to your goals. It's a fixed-rate home loan that allows you to custom design a term that works best for you, anywhere from 8 to 30 years. Let's say you've got 8 years left on your mortgage and you want to refinance to a lower interest rate. Our 8-year fixed Yorgage can help. We keep your term short and we lower your monthly payment. The rate today in an 8-year fixed Yorgage is an amazing 2.875%, APR 3.5%. Take a few minutes out of your busy day. Call Quicken Loans at 800-970-8011. That's 800-970-8011. Or go to quickenloans.com. The Quicken Loans Yorgage. Everything we do is engineered to amaze.
Individual results may vary. Call for additional cost information. Other restrictions may apply. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Weather-eye.
Gradual clearing tonight, a low near 37. Saturday, sunny, high near 59. Saturday night, increasing clouds, slight chance of showers, low 45. I'm WGNS meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, it's 57 degrees.
Smyrna Ready Mix Concrete, 225-9500. The best quality cement and stone products for your driveway, patio, wall, or any concrete project. We'll get it to your job on time. Your successful concrete project starts with Smyrna Ready Mix Concrete.
WGNS, the Good Neighbor Network.
We are back on WGNS, and you are tuned in to Rutherford Issues. I'm joined now by Trista Pirtle-Bond. Hello, Trista.
Hello, Zach. How are you?
Not too bad at all. I think I've interviewed you once before, and it was fine then. Over the phone, this is my first time meeting you in person, though. So.
Yeah, the over the phone was very interesting.
I want to say that that was also around another holiday or something, because I think that was why you had to be on the phone. I think you were...
What? I think it was around Thanksgiving.
Somewhere. Yeah, it must have been around Thanksgiving. Yeah. There you go. So the holidays apparently went pretty well for you guys.
It was fantastic. You know, this time of year, it's so busy, but we just got done with our annual Christmas party. that we have for clients and the children that have, you know, been in and out of our services.
Yes.
Majority of them have stayed in our shelter this past year. We actually had 43 families, and of those 43, 72 children that received Christmas presents, and they had a Christmas dinner. Special thanks to North Boulevard Church of Christ. That's where we held the event this year, and it was just fantastic.
Was that more than you expected? I believe the last time we talked, I had read that usually domestic violence cases usually take a bit of a hike around the holidays.
This is true. And it's, you know, the reasons are kind of, they're obvious, when, but you don't necessarily think of them. But
right.
It's like, you know, we all get stressed out. So people that are in situations or relationships where domestic violence plays a part, you know, that stress that we all feel, I mean, you've got that added to the mix and part of that power and control, that cycle. And it just kind of, it instigated a lot more things, you know, money issues, food issues, and then too, you know, children are home, they're not in school,
right?
So a lot of times you get more suffering on that end because they have nowhere, they're at home, you mm-hmm. know, school's kind of like a respite and they don't have that during the time. So this is true. Domestic, I mean, it spikes during the holiday seasons for those, I mean, those reasons.
Did you the families that attended the party and that were helped over the holidays, was it more than you think you have in past years, or more than you expected, maybe about normal?
Well, this was the first year that I've been with the domestic violence program for 4 years now, and this was the first year that I actually stayed the entire evening. Other years I've, you know, helped during the day, set up and things like that. So this was the first year for me to actually get to go in and be part of the evening process. And this year was about the same number. Actually, I think last year, Angela, the children's coordinator who's in charge of it, said there was 44 families, so there, mm-hmm. you know, one more family.
That's a huge deal, though, when it comes to something like domestic violence. I mean, even if it's only one family, that's
right.
Huge.
And, you know, when I counted the families up and just, you know, then started counting the children, I was like, man, 73 children?
Yeah.
You know, with, you know, without... our donors and our sponsors and the people that adopted the stars this year just wouldn't have, these children wouldn't have had Christmas without them.
No.
So
now that we're at the end of the year, now that we're at the end of 2011, if you could, let's just kind of do a little recap of some of the great things that you guys have done throughout the year. Was this a real banner year for the program?
Well, I don't know about a banner year.
Well.
I mean, it was a good year for domestic violence program. We, you know, as far as numbers go, I believe we stayed close to the same amount
yeah.
of, you know, clients that come in and out that we help, which is around 1,400. You know, that walk in our, well, I say 1,400, but I'm now that I'm thinking about when I run the report, like I don't if I did it correctly, but you know, it's I remember thinking it's about the same as the
yeah.
year before, and we're just very fortunate. I mean, you know, I can't say enough how lucky we are to be in Rutherford County and have the community support behind us.
Where does financial support from this program come from? Is it a state-funded thing, or is it entirely from volunteer and...
The majority of it is through grants, through the federal and state government. Mostly, you know, and there's grants, too, through the city and the county, and then, you know, businesses. You know, we receive small
businesses.
Grants from corporations, you know, $1,000 here, $1,500, you know, every little bit helps. But the majority of it comes from the federal government.
That definitely does add up. And, of course, we can't overlook the volunteers who help so much with the program. And there are some opportunities available for people who want to help out.
Oh, yes. I think... I'm trying to remember the impact statement now, but it's something like we had close to... 400 volunteers and 15,000 volunteer hours.
What do you do with them all?
I mean, throughout the there's different things. I mean, you know, we're getting
I just know we're talking about the Christmas party, and I see, you know, 43 families, 72 children, and then 400 volunteers.
Through,
like, wow,
you know, the past year. Yeah,
sure.
I mean, it's amazing. There's lots of different opportunities that we have. I mean, it just, you know, we try and ask people that come in, you know, what do we post the positions and, you know, on Hands On Nashville. So anyone out there listening,
just HON.org.
HON.org. Just get on there and type in domestic violence program and we'll pop up. But really just calling and speaking with our volunteer coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
And we try and place people where they want to be, whether it's answering the phones at the shelter, at the office, filing things one day a week, or, you know, our upper level volunteer advocates, they actually, you know, are trained for crisis response and respond to hospital, to the hospital when a rape victim, you know, is there.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of the higher tier of our volunteers, but it's
right.
It's amazing. Like, it's just amazing.
Is this something that you get any help with from the university as far as perhaps students in certain programs who would come intern or who this would be, you know, advantageous to help out with this program?
Yeah, we get a lot of intern volunteers through the social work department, through the family and children and public health.
Mm-hmm.
We see a lot of them, you know, and sometimes, you know, at some of our events, like a club, a sociology club, has came and volunteered for one day, you know, for 3 hours at one time. And this fall, MTSU RAs, the resident assistants,
mm-hmm.
did a day of volunteering, and they came to the shelter. And, you know, they did a lot of the outside, you know, grooming work and things like that. So it's fantastic. There's pictures of that on our Facebook page, actually.
What would you have to search for to find you guys on Facebook? Just search
DVP
for
and SAS, I think, or DVP SAS, you know, just Domestic Violence
just
Program.
There you go. Domestic you Violence Program. Okay, very good. That gives people a couple of points of contact. Now, right. Now, talking about those volunteer positions, what kind of what sort of things are available right now?
Well, we actually have a new thing that just come up. Our shelter is called the Bernard House, and we have two apartments there. And that live in apartments, you know, you got your kitchen, your living room, your bedroom, bathroom, and we are actually looking for university students to commit to live there for free
right.
rent, cable, internet, but part of their contract with us is that they do nights and weekends on call, like if a crisis happens or someone needs to be, you know, it's a Saturday night at 1 o'clock in, you know, in the morning, and someone needs to be let in the shelter, that they do that, and, you know, we'll train them to do it. But that's part of the fact that they're receiving the free rent and utilities.
Right.
But it's a great opportunity, because think about it, as a university student, like, I would have loved to have had
oh
that
my gosh,
opportunity.
As a college student, that would be
exactly
fantastic.
And then think about the experience that you can actually put on a resume.
Yes.
You know, so if anyone out there is listening, and contact us at the office, 896-7377, we would love to talk to you.
896-7377. I have to ask, why is it called the Bernard House?
Well, you know, we celebrated 25 years this year. So
I did not know that.
Yeah, we did.
Congratulations.
Thanks. So it was a big year for us.
Yeah.
And we had a big event in October called Empower Fest, because we feel the work we've been trying to do for the past 25 years and years to come is we want to protect, prevent, and empower
right.
victims to reach beyond the situation they're in. And our director, Deborah Johnson, has been with us for the entire 25 years. And so as a way to honor her, the staff kind of voted and decided that it would be nice to rename our safe shelter, because it didn't really have a name, just the shelter,
just
safe shelter.
Right.
The Bernard House, because her main name is St. Bernard. And so that's just how it came about. So we all voted, and it surprised her at that event, and renaming the shelter the Bernard House.
Oh, I'm sure she loved that. That's great. It's great to have that sort of sentimental value attached to something like that as well.
We think so.
So those are some of the volunteer positions that are available right now. Someone wants to lend a hand and help out. And of course, you can find out more about those at HON.org. That's mm-hmm. Hands On Nashville, or you can call directly. As we mentioned earlier, the new year is coming up. You know, we're kind of reflecting on this year, but really looking ahead to next year, 2012. Can you believe it's 2012 already?
No,
it's about
no.
to be 2012
no, I
already.
I keep putting January 2011 on paperwork.
Oh, it's going to take me weeks after it flips over to start, you know, stop writing 2011 on
right.
things. So what is coming up in the next few months, or the next month anyway?
Well, real soon, actually, on January the 7th, we are having our next crisis line training for the volunteers or people that are interested in, well, receiving free training about crisis line, the sexual assault hospital accompaniment piece of it. We're doing a training from 9 a.m. to 4 at MTMC.
And the crisis line, I'm assuming, is exactly what it sounds like, a hotline of some sort of telephone?
Yes, we have a 24-hour crisis line, and the people that, you know, this training is aimed at people that are serving on the sexual assault side of that. Mm-hmm. So maybe you have a 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. or 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. shift, and if you receive a crisis call, that you'd have to respond to the hospital and be with the victim of the sexual assault. So, but, you know, we invite everyone to come out. I mean, if you're interested, we will train as many people as we can train. It doesn't mean that you have to do this. It's just, it's good training.
Right.
So, if you're interested in doing that, just contact us.
If you were to train for the crisis line sort of work, what would you provide to a patient, for example, at the hospital if you were called in to do that? What sort of tasks would you be performing, or what sort of services would you be providing?
Okay. Well, Rutherford County, we're very fortunate because, you know, it's very unfortunate that a sexual assault has to occur, but Rutherford County has a sexual assault response team. And
I didn't know we had a designated team for that.
And we meet every other month, and, you know, it's the DA's office, the police departments, the hospital, the SANE nurses that are actual trained nurses, you know, sexual assault nurse examiners who collect the evidence and treat the person, and ER doctors, and of course the advocates, you know, and our role as the advocate, when we respond, we provide a bag with clothing and some hygiene products to replace what's being taken.
Right.
We also provide a survivor's guide that has a lot of information, and we're there really just for moral support if mm-hmm. they want us, you know, and it's just going in and talking to them and, you know, staying with them if they want you to.
But that can be the biggest thing, because with any type of domestic violence, you know, usually it's someone they're very close to, someone they love, someone they trust, and one of the most hurtful things about it is that is violated, and who do they have that they can turn to then? So even if you don't do anything but provide moral support, you're there for just emotional value, that's something they're desperately in need of.
I agree with that, and I think it, and I agree with that, not just because that's my role in the piece of the puzzle.
You have to agree with it.
but I agree with it because it's just such a critical moment in their life, that if, you know, just being there, knowing that someone is there, mm-hmm. I just don't think there's words to explain how much that can mean to someone.
So if you want to be one of those people who can be there for others, the crisis line training might be for you. Mm-hmm. And that is on the 7th.
It is
At MTMC, starting at 9 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Right. And you would just need to call, and, you know, our spots are limited.
So schedule.
Yes. Call us and we'll put you down, and we'd love to have you.
Fantastic. You guys have an event coming up on Good Friday this year.
We do an annual yard sale every year. Every year on Good Friday.
Did the tornadoes kind of maybe overshadow that a couple years ago?
A couple years ago, yeah. Last year was pretty busy, but I think the year before.
Fingers crossed we don't have something like that happen again this year.
No, we don't want that.
I mean, not just because of the yard sale, but, you know, we don't want that at all.
Yeah, no, not at all. So,
oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, you can go to our website, dvpshelter.org, and look at, you know, calendar of events, and we'll have information and the address of the, you know, the location of that. But it's just a really good yard sale to go to. People seem to enjoy it, and we don't put prices on things. We just kind of, you tell, you know, you come talk to us, and we'll tell you how much.
Where do the items of the yard sales come from?
You know, some people donate throughout the year, and they donate with the express purpose. You know, this is for y'all's yard sale.
Okay.
Other times when people want to donate stuff, but they don't really know, we will ask them, you know, would you care if we set this aside and put for our yard sale fundraiser?
Right.
And if they say yes, that's what we do. So that's where our yard sale stuff comes from.
So if people wanted to continue donating items for the yard sale, could they just bring those?
Well, call. It's funny you say that, Zach. Our storage unit that we have, that we store all this stuff in, Uh-oh. It is like to the door already.
Right.
So I would
imagine here after Christmas there's going to be a rush on.
Yeah, we're kind of having to tell people, you know, like, could you hold off and call us in April, or because we really have nowhere to store it.
Yeah.
But yeah, so just call us and we'll see what you got and what room we have at that point. But I will say we're very fortunate in the sense that
that's really a great problem to have, is having so much stuff that you run out of space. If you have to have an issue, that's not a bad one.
You'd rather have it than not need it than need it and not have it.
Exactly.
So
that's exactly right. Trista Pertlebaum, thank you so much for joining us here today. What's that phone number one more time?
Our phone number here, Zach, is 896-7377. And our website is dvpshelter.org.
Or look up the Domestic Violence Program online, HON, Hands On Nashville, HON.org, for more volunteer details. Thank you so much for joining us today, and have a happy new year.
You too, Zach. Thanks.
Excellent. Rutherford Issues will continue in just a moment. The Man on the Street report is up right after this.
This is Steve Grimsley with Zippy Shell. Are you looking for storage? Perhaps you're preparing your home for sale, downsizing, or just in need of some extra space. Well, then you should give us a call. We offer convenient, affordable storage solutions right here in Rutherford County. We deliver a storage container to you, you pack it, and we'll pick it up and store your goods in our secure facility. We are locally owned and operated. To check out our grand opening specials, give us a call at 216-7879 or visit us at zippyshell.com. Save time, save money, save everything.
Now, the Man on the Street report, brought to you by Fairer Construction and First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
It's fire season. Our family at Farrah Construction Company is ready to help when disaster strikes your home or business.
We know your time is valuable, and you can depend on Farrah Construction being at your place on time.
Hi, I'm Chuck Farrah.
And I'm Carol Farrah. If you're a victim of fire, wind, or water damage, call Farrah Construction any time of the day or night.
893-6120, Farrah Construction.
Keep the number handy, 893-6120. Farrah Construction offers help when you need it the most.
The holidays are a time for families to band together and share that warm and fuzzy feeling. But has the importance of time together as a family been minimalized? How important is it to you?
Kids need to get outside and exercise and play games and spend time with their parents. Their parents need to get out and play baseball with them, play football with them, and spend time as a family, which they don't do because parents nowadays don't have time. They're always working.
There's no family time. It has taken away from the family. What happened to children, moms, and dads sitting down and having a good conversation? You don't find that today. Even if they're in the same room with mom and dad, you've got three or four teenagers. They're over here texting, talking to this, that, and the other. So I think that we could go back to a little bit more family time and get rid of some of these technology.
The thing of it is, the way the economy is, that our mothers cannot stay at home. It has to be trying to support, because you know the minimum wage is so low that you could not support a family of say five unless you had something extra coming in.
When I was growing up, we had dinner together every night regardless, around the table no matter what. Even if it was peanut butter and jelly, we had family dinner. And then we played games. I mean, we did turn the TV off, and that was a lot of fun for me. I learned a lot about myself and my family, and it was crucial.
For the Man on the Street report, I'm Zach Troutman.
The savings are big at Gill's Ace Hardware in Smyrna. Here's Jenny Williams.
We pride ourselves on customer service. Our sales associates are here to help you find exactly what you need. We've been a part of the Smyrna community since 1975 and are locally owned and operated. Shop local with your neighbors at Gill's Ace Hardware. We'll help you get in, get help, and get on with your life. Gill's Ace Hardware on Nissan Drive at Jefferson Pike.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware for.
How to secure your wireless network. From the help desk, I'm Ron.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA, America's Wireless Companies, and the National Safety Council.
Gain access to your router to secure your internet service. Some routers come with a password already built in. It's usually stickered to the bottom of the router. Step 1, change it. Now you've kept outsiders from leeching onto your internet dime.
If you have kids and you don't want them on the computer after, say, 10 at night, most routers have a routine to limit internet access to certain IP addresses. Find out and remember which ones belong to your kids and set those time restrictions. And step number 3, repeat step number 1 regularly. Changing passwords periodically is the best and most secure way to keep things all safe and locked down. If you don't know how to access your router, do an internet search for your router's serial number, and it'll explain how to get to the page that controls stuff. On the next Help Desk, I'm Ron.com.
Help Desk shutting down.
Hi, I'm Wade Hayes, owner of Toots, Good Food and Fun. I strongly believe that volunteers make a positive difference in the quality of life here in our community.
Having pride in preserving history is one thing, but going the extra mile to promote the rich heritage of our community is another. Susan Greer volunteers her time regularly to promote the beautiful downtown square. A recent example is the time she spent with others to make the lighting of our county Christmas tree an event to be remembered. But then, Susan Greer volunteers for many causes that benefit the people of our community.
At Toots, we strongly believe that it's important for every one of our citizens to give some of their time and talent back into the community. We've been so blessed here in Rutherford County, and we want to honor these individuals with a Toots gift certificate good at any of our 3 Rutherford County locations. Our original Toots on Northwest Broad Street, Sam Ridley Parkway in Smyrna, and our newest location at South Church Street and Barfield Road.
Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett, exclusively on WGNS Talk Radio.
All Sports Talk is up next at 4 o'clock, right after Rutherford Issues. They'll be talking what else? Sports. They'll tell you what's going on at national level, local level, and anything you want to talk about. You can call them at 893-1450 if you have a question or comment. Right now, let's supplement that sports talk a little bit with some sports news from ABC News.
Put the mo in Alamo. I'm Michael Barr, ABC Sports. In the Alamo Bowl, sponsored by Defense Optional, Washington scored 56 points and lost by 11 to Baylor. The final, the Bears 67, the Huskies 56. Heisman Trophy winner Bears quarterback Robert Griffin III threw for a touchdown and ran for another. His teammate Terrence Ganaway rushed for 200 yards and 5 TDs, including this game sealer.
On second down, out of the timeout, Ganaway goes rolling again. Terrence Ganaway inside the 5, into the end zone, touchdown.
Carter Blackburn on ESPN Radio. Both teams racked up a combined record 1,377 yards in total offense. In the NBA, Oklahoma City squeaked by Dallas. It came down to a Kevin Durant 3-point buzzer beater to win it for the Thunder.
Durant, right side angle, free for three in the win. It's on line. Got it! Kevin Durant got it! Thunder win! 104-102!
Matt Pinto on WWLS with the call. The Mavericks are now 0-3. Other NBA winners include Orlando, Chicago, Houston, Portland, and the Los Angeles Lakers. In college basketball, number 5 North Carolina dunked Elon 100-62. 10th-ranked Florida was upset by Rutgers in double overtime, 85-83. Vanderbilt upset 14th-ranked Marquette, 74-57. Number 17 Kansas put up, don't embarrass me like this in public, whipping on Howard. Check out the score, 89-34. Michigan and Harvard were also winners. In the NHL, Carolina skated past Toronto 4-3 in overtime. The OT hero for the Hurricanes, Eric Get My Good Side, stalls.
Stall in the circle, holds, wanting to center to Falk. It's in his skate. Has to kick it to McBain near circle. Back to Falk, up the slot, over to Stall, score! A quick slap shot from the far circle. And Eric Stall at 3:09 of overtime has won it with a 3.9.
The Hurricane Radio Network with the call. Philadelphia also won, including the New York Islanders, Tampa Bay, Minnesota, Columbus, Winnipeg, Colorado, and Vancouver. Michael Barr, ABC Sports.
Blue Raider fans come in all sizes, and Lightning's Locker Room has gear for the smallest of fans. The Little Raider section has the only selection for your little ones. From onesies to bibs, overalls, and booties. Everything in between, just for your infants, toddlers, and young Big Blue fans. Lightning's Locker Room is at 910 Richley Road, turn off Broad between Chewy's and Chili's. Stop in and see the Little Raider section of apparel at Lightning's Locker Room.
Here's Frank LePetri, pastor of Holly Grove Baptist Church.
A young couple moves into a new neighborhood, and the next morning, while they were eating breakfast, the young woman sees her neighbor hanging out wash. That laundry is not very clean, she said. She doesn't even know how to wash correctly. Perhaps she needs better laundry soap. Her husband looked on, but remained silent. Every time her neighbor would hang out her wash to dry, the young woman would make the same comments. About a month later, the woman was surprised to see a nice clean wash on the line and said to her husband, "Look, she has learned how to wash correctly. I wonder who taught her this." The husband said, "I got up early this morning and cleaned our windows." This is Frank McPetrie, pastor of the Holly Grove Baptist Church. Just like this young woman looking through a dirty window, so it is with life. What we see when watching others depends on the purity of the window through which we look.
Weather Eye.
Gradual clearing tonight, a low near 37. Saturday, sunny, high near 59. Saturday night, increasing clouds, slight chance of showers, low 45. I'm WGNS meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now it's 57 degrees.
Everybody, that's going to do it for today's edition of Rutherford Issues. I'll join you after the New Year's weekend for Monday and Tuesday until Brian Barrett gets back from vacation. But right now, I'm going to hand the ship over to Monty Hale Jr. and All Sports Talk. That's coming up next right here on WGNS.